Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
The dragon-forged Iron Throne. It went for almost $1.5 million after a six-minute bidding war. When it was over, Heritage says the auction room erupted in applause. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
I mean, as chairs go, that thing was pretty sweet.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
8:13 on a Monday morning, Wisconsin's Morning News. Greg Pancake Hill produces the program. Eric and Vinny here with you till 9 o'clock. Debbie's going to keep her eye on the roads as well. And if you've missed any portion of the show, text Vince to 855-616-1620. Our Tauscher segment is up there on the podcast, and we can just send that link right out to you. Check it out on our digital app as well as online anytime.
We have some breaking news.
You promised this earlier today.
Yes, we knew this was coming down at 8 a.m. Summerfest announcing a headliner. Very first headliner of the new 2025 calendar.
Who dis?
Lainey Wilson. It's making her way to Milwaukee to headline the American Family Insurance Amphitheater during Summerfest on June 26th. Upcoming country star.
So I'm looking at the Summerfest schedule. That would be the middle weekend. So we're still, yes, we're still doing the three weekends. Stop asking. And they're still going to do it. Probably forever, barring the unforeseen. But it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday for Summerfest. Yeah. So the first weekend will be June 20th through the 22nd. So she will be, what did you say? She's the
June 28th?
26th. Oh, 26th. So this is an oddity. Because Summerfest says their second weekend is June 27th through the 29th. So would she be like a Wednesday night bonus show?
You know what? That's not unprecedented,
no,
is it?
No, I'm looking now. Unless... Does Summerfest have their dates wrong on this thing? Is that possible?
June 26th is when she's playing.
Why don't I just pull that off? I got an app push here. Now I have to find it.
It's happened before, right? They've kind of kicked off the...
Yeah, but she would be a Thursday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's normal.
You said she's what? The 26th? All right, that would be a Thursday night.
That's normal.
I wonder if those were the old dates of Summerfest. Now I have to get it because you got to be right here, okay?
Now, you're checking to make sure that you know which day's Summerfest actually is?
Yes.
Well, the one thing we do know is that she's actually playing AmFam on June 26th.
Okay, so this is right on the website. June 19th through the 21st, 26th through the 28th, July 3rd through the 5th.
You're looking at this year's calendar?
The app push that I got that announced this show had the old dates on it. Okay. So it wasn't matching up. So would be middle weekend kicking it off on that Thursday.
Yes.
Are we all clear now?
Lainey Wilson, yes. Tickets go on sale Thursday.
I'm going to go ahead and not give you the date on that. You can just something to watch for out over Lake Michigan today. Want to get to this because I'm sure folks will. Some folks are not going to know it's coming and they'll be spooked and they'll call it in and they'll wonder what's happening.
Right.
So I want to set that straight for you as well. We're going to have more water spouts, or we believe there will be water spouts over the lake today. A couple of them popped up yesterday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's pictures, there are a couple of videos online as well, if you just take a look at that. Kristen Kershane from TMJ4 News, meteorologist there, posted some pictures off the shore of Ozaukee County. National Weather Service says conditions are favorable for water spouts through Tuesday. In fact, meteorologist Tyler Moore included them in his storm team forecast. Water spouts possible today, and he's got them in for Tuesday as well. What are water spouts? Well, you can have tornadoes that make their way out over water, and those are also water spouts. But also water spouts can kind of be their own thing in nicer weather conditions. Let me explain. Tornado in severe weather spawned from, you know, severe thunderstorm touching down and then going out over the lake, for example, could be a water spout, could then become a water spout. But you also have fair weather water spouts, which are not exactly the same as like a tornado spawned from severe weather. This would be otherwise decent weather, but what you have is a disparity between the relatively warmer lake waters and the temperature there and then colder air aloft. It's also, I think, what causes that we call it Mount Michigan. When you see that big bank of clouds,
oh,
if
yeah.
you drive in from
yeah.
Lake Country, right, you're on your way east in the morning.
It's kind of cool looking.
Yeah, big bank of clouds over the lake, kind of looks like a mountain. So you have warmer air at the surface because of the lake that's remained warm from the summer months, and then colder air aloft. And then what happens if you get the right wind conditions, then it starts with that updraft, a little bit of a swirl. And then you get what looks like a tornado. It's out over water. If you're on the water, it can be problematic, obviously. Wind speeds are 50 miles an hour or more. However, for most of us here on shore, they just largely remain on shore.
Right.
So don't anticipate any issues with these, unless, of course, again, you're out over the lake or on the lake. You've seen one for real, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that was like Gulf, right?
So I was at Marco Island, the Gulf Coast, and yeah, they'll pop up from time to time. And we were out sailing and saw it there in the horizon, thought it was neat, and then came back to the beach and guy pulling our boat in says, "Hey, did you see the water spout out there?" And I was like, "Yeah, that was super cool." He's like, "Well, if you saw it, why didn't you come in?
Why am I only now seeing it?"
Right.
Just a couple of jamokes out here on the water. Have a look at that.
Look at that. It's neat.
Seems harmless enough. Well, again, that hoping to see more of them. I would love to see one because you're here on shore and then they're out over the thing, so probably not causing you any problems.
Well, anyone working downtown, especially in some of the high rises, got a pretty cool shot at it. That'd be neat.
There were some last fall, right? Copleen sent us that video. Mm-hmm. He was in the Northwestern Mutual Tower. Craig Copleen, our WTMJ meteorologist, recorded some amazing video one out over the lake.
Yep.
Can look really pretty cool. And again, a lot cooler than if it's a severe weather tornado bearing down on your house. That remains a possibility today, those water spouts over the lake today and tomorrow. 8:19 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Back up by the end of the week. Friday looks mostly sunny with a high of 68. Hope you have good weather on Saturday. That's your big event for type 1 diabetes.
The big walk, the breakthrough T1D walk, is at Greenfield Park on Saturday. Honored to be a part of that again. MCing the event as a type 1 diabetic myself for 40 years. Looking to find a cure there in my lifetime. Want that to happen. And breakthrough with T1D, which used to be JDRF, you might recognize that moniker, JDRF, has been raising money for research and for a cure, and even now we're seeing it prevention more than ever before. So really looking forward to seeing all my T1D brothers and sisters on Saturday. You got to meet one of them. You met Morgan, right, at the golf event we were at a few months ago.
It was so funny. So we were at the fundraiser for T1D, and it's a golf thing, and she and her family were on a hole greeting people. And I happened to come by, and she introduced herself, and I said, "Oh, well, you know, my friend Eric, you know, he has type." She goes, "Yeah, I know. I'm that Morgan who Eric talked to. You're that Morgan."
Yes.
What a super cool young lady. And her parents, her family, just the best.
Yeah. So she is one of the ambassadors for Breakthrough T1D. She's 10 years old and doing great. And I was able to catch up with her last year to hear her story. Imagine if you had to inject medicine every time you ate anything. And if you didn't take the right amount, you'd risk going unconscious. Or worse.
It's like a newborn getting up all the time, except it's a life or death situation.
It was a successful afternoon at the Pewaukee Sports Complex.
How'd the game go today?
We won 3-1.
All right. And how do you feel?
Good. Strong.
Morgan Kale is 9 years old.
How's the blood sugar? Everything good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We're dropping a little bit right now.
Yeah, I get it.
Post-activity.
Right. I saw you crushing orange, right?
Yep.
Anne is Morgan's mother.
Morgan is the youngest of three. She's a fourth grader, plays soccer, loves it. Very caring, helpful individual.
Morgan lives with type 1 diabetes. It's otherwise known as T1D.
You have to get shots and your pancreas doesn't work anymore. So you have to put insulin in your body.
Morgan was diagnosed 2 years ago.
How did that go? Was that a surprise? Did that come out of nowhere?
It came out of nowhere. There, we have no family history. Felt kind of familiar with it, but you're not familiar until you're in it. For sure.
So when that happened, how are you feeling?
Oh my gosh, so overwhelmed, very scared. Yeah, trying to hold back tears, right? Because your kid, you want to make it seem like it's not so bad, but it is. It is scary because everything changes. Everything changes.
So what exactly is it? Well, if you live with T1D, in a nutshell, it means your pancreas no longer creates insulin, which is used to control your body's blood sugar. That means anytime you eat something, you need to inject the exact amount of insulin into your body in order to keep your blood sugar at a healthy level. If you don't, you risk a blood sugar that goes high or goes too low.
I like feel like tired, droopy, and like hard to stay awake.
Confused sometimes?
Yeah, confused.
A high blood sugar means long-term damage to your body. A low blood sugar means possibly slipping into unconsciousness or worse. Anne says this can happen at any time, even in the middle of the night.
I kind of liken it to a newborn all over again because she doesn't wake up. She sleeps through the loud alarms that are right in her ear, and she sleeps through several juice boxes during the night, applesauce pouches. She sleeps through all of it. So it's like a newborn getting up all the time, except it's a life or death situation.
Morgan wears a continuous glucose monitor on one of her arms, which gives her real-time blood sugar numbers. On the other arm, a special device that provides her essential medicine 24/7.
That's like what I have on my arm. I have these devices. They put insulin in me and one checks my blood sugar.
The Kale family credits JDRF, which raises money for research and care for T1D.
We're in a good spot, I think, with being able to have these devices, right? It has made managing it a whole lot easier than it would have been even 5-10 years ago. So the work that they're doing, the research, it's pretty amazing.
Go, girl.
Back on the soccer field, the future looks bright for Morgan on and off the pitch.
Well, what do you want to be when you grow up? You any idea?
A famous soccer player, and I'm not really sure. I'm not thinking about that.
You got time.
Yeah, I'm only 9.
Super impressed and proud of Morgan, who's 10 now, by the way. She's in fifth grade and 10-year-old. Doing great living with T1D, but a great reminder, too, of just like the intensity that it can bring and just the stress and anxiety that it can bring, too, not only to the person who's living with it, but also the parents who deal with it on a day-to-day basis.
I think of that because this is not something that runs in my family, so be unlikely, I think, for us to have that direct experience.
Right.
That said, I think of these parents that you've brought their stories as well to, you know, worry constantly. You heard
right.
Mom talk about what those nights are like.
Yeah.
And then as they get older, because who's the young lady you featured
Anna.
Recently on
our
way
last
to Michigan
week.
State,
yeah.
Right?
She's a new T1Der, and she's going to be going to college next year.
Parents worry enough about sending their kids off to college, much less with a relatively recent diagnosis
of
something that is threatening.
So that's where Breakthrough T1D, it used to be JDRF. You heard me mention it as JDRF in that piece there. It's Breakthrough T1D now. What they do is basically raise money for living with and prevention and for a cure. And the cure is the ultimate goal, to actually cure the disease. But the one thing it's already doing is we have a prevention. Like, there is medicine out there, FDA approved, that I know people have used it. It's to prevent diabetes from triggering in someone who's considered high risk. Like, that is out there now. And thanks in part for the money that's raised by Breakthrough T1D. So emceeing the event on Saturday at Greenfield Park, the Breakthrough T1D walk, and it would mean so much to me. I did open up a team page. If you'd be so interested in checking it out or giving a donation, you can always text the word walk to 855-616-1620. Again, 855-616-1620. As we ultimately will find a cure for T1D.
831 on Wisconsin's Morning News. could have been close to $1 trillion. More on that stunning figure in a moment as I dive into this segment here to try to bring home what these huge hurricanes, Helene and Milton of late, how that affects us, whether or not you have any interest in the American Southeast. Still a 500,000 people this morning without power in Florida, that in the wake of Hurricane Milton. This guy here talking about, okay, did the hard part, right? I survived the storm, but then had to flee his home when a power transformer exploded.
We got to get out of here. My wife grabbed the baby, and we ended up coming out of the garage. I had to pull the emergency thing and just kind of throw it up, and then we hauled Bud out of here.
It's one guy, one family, so many more dealing with what things look like. We also had the story in the news this morning about how folks over the weekend began coming back into Florida who had evacuated, and some are finding like, hey, mostly okay. I've checked in with a few people that I know down there. I had one friend with a place in the Naples area.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, yeah, our community didn't lose power. Some branches down, but we're okay.
Oh, great.
And then others who've lost everything. Just a wide disparity. President Biden toured the damage over the weekend. Bring this up because I had an interesting conversation with a local insurance provider. R&R Insurance does the insurance for us here at Good Karma Brands. And from time to time, you hear me talking with Jeff Zalasinski over there at R&R. So I wanted to get his thoughts on these storms and how they affect us. And when there's a big storm coming, I thought this was interesting. He's like, you know, can't really plan for tornadoes. They pop up, right? But you know a hurricane is coming. You know this is coming. And in the days ahead, insurance companies, he said, they're already communicating with their policyholders.
Protecting their personal safety first, telling them to evacuate if that makes sense, or take cover. We'll deal with the claim circumstances, the loss, the physical property damage later.
That's Jeff Zalasinski, VP of Insurance Operations at R&R Insurance. So Zalasinski shared some fascinating numbers here. For Hurricane Milton.
It'll be in the tens of billions of dollars for sure, Vince, from an insured loss standpoint.
Okay.
An economic loss will be well above $100 billion.
Holy cow.
And it could have been worse. So remember we were talking in the days ahead of landfall. What was everybody concerned about?
Tampa. 15-foot storm surge.
Yes. As it turns out, it tracked just south of Tampa, which actually, what do we have, Jay Gray on?
Jim Ryan
was with us that morning, the morning after it made landfall. He was in Tampa, and he's like, actually, because it tracked south, we had sort of a reverse surge. Like, it sucked water out of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, hurricane spins counterclockwise, so it pulled some of the water out of the bay.
So Tampa spared that direct hit. However,
some of the industry information we were looking at and the industry publishes is that if this would have went west to east, and I speak of Hurricane Milton, if it would have went west to east into Tampa Bay, it would have been in excess of $200 billion in insured loss. And several hundred billion dollars in economic loss.
Boy, now closer to $500 billion. And that's just economic loss and other things. Like, so total cost, you're going to be closer to $1 trillion, right? He said in there, and you heard him, like, I'm talking about Milton here, because obviously you have the simultaneous devastation from Helene as well in multiple states that had swept through about a week plus earlier. Florida, Georgia, Carolinas, just to name a few. And lest we get complacent here and start thinking, well, I don't have folks down there. I don't have a property down there, or I don't even have a place. We don't go there and rent the same place, whatever. It does affect us because insurance companies, did you know, also buy insurance. So your local company here, like take American Family, who's largely a Midwest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Based right here in Wisconsin. Well, they shouldn't be a real problem for them. Well, they still buy insurance on the insurance that they give to all of us. And so when the cost of that insurance goes up,
the insurance companies that operate here in the state of Wisconsin in the upper Midwest buy their insurance, their reinsurance, from the same companies that are providing that insurance cover in Florida or in California or in Hawaii or on the East Coast. So those large events, when we're talking tens of billions of dollars, add up and everyone contributes.
Again, that's Jeff Zalasinski, Vice President of Insurance Operations at R&R Insurance. Other thing I asked him about too was, okay, climate change. We talk a lot about that. You know, are we having more of these big storms, or are the storms bigger or more intense than they used to be? Regardless of that, what Zalasinski told me is you got to think about inflation. Inflation has driven up the cost of everything. So rebuilding anything right now, homes, businesses, infrastructure, is so much more expensive than it was even a few years ago.
Your home, it takes much more money to replace or repair after an event than it did, say, 3 years ago. Everything's more expensive. Your car, getting it repaired or getting it serviced. The labor's expensive. The building materials are expensive. The auto parts are expensive. Everything that's happening in today's world, whether it's supply chain, catastrophic weather, are putting pressure on price, and it's going up.
And to that end, just one piece of advice from Salazinski, that something that you can do right now to make sure you're good is, he's like, if it's been a few years since you've looked at your insurance, what, you know, for how much you're insured on your cars, on your home, whatever, like, you need to have that conversation with your person yesterday to make sure that you're at the proper levels, because prices have gone up. If you're talking about, I'm still insured at 2021 levels or whatever, that's not going to cut it if you have a catastrophe at your home. So it's important reminder to double check that right now. Have a conversation with whoever your person is with your insurance. 853 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Dray Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Breezy and cool today with a high of 54 degrees. Scattered showers possible after noon today. And then lakeside low down to 40, 36. Your inland low temperature tonight with scattered showers.
All right, I need your three words after that big win.
What? No pick?
Yeah, you're right.
McKinney,
little disappointed.
Come on. What a terrible game.
Wow. You're right. No turnovers for the X-Man.
Xavier McKinney, five interceptions in five games, now five interceptions in six. He dropped his interception rate per game from 100% to 83%. Pretty tough day
for the
young
man.
Come
on.
Terrible game.
Here's what you could have said.
Absolutely boat raced.
Indeed. And Romeo Doubs, I'm done with that situation.
Yeah, he's back now. We're good. We can move on.
Came, he answered the questions. Had
humble
a bad
pie.
Week. Was dealing with some stuff. Said he was sorry. Yep. Good week of practice. Caught a pair of touchdowns. Okay.
Looks good. Yep.
Right.
Move on.
As long as we're moving on, then I can move on.
Cool.
But I'm done now. 858, WTMJ's Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi. Up next.